This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Hello, it's Giles Whittell from Tortoise. Welcome to the news meeting.
I think the danger here is that we're not as relentless as we were the first time around. We have to keep that up.
Just one newspaper found 30,000 lies or falsehoods or misleading statements during his last term. You know, Trump met the moment here because traditional media is in crisis.
We should be talking about how our reporting is getting into the hands of people and how we're building trust with those audiences.
Moscow, Red Square. The historic heart of the Russian capital. As on most days, tourists are milling around, taking pictures of the Kremlin and St. Basil's Cathedral. Suddenly, a commotion erupts on one side of the square. Camera phones swivel away from the famous landmarks towards an astonishing, unexpected sight. A group of 9 children, barely in their teens, are swiftly moving across the cobblestones in the line. Their faces are partially covered by animal masks. Some are foxes, others are cats. Several have bushy fake tails trailing behind them. But even more striking than what they're wearing is what they're doing. Instead of running on 2 legs, they're bent over, scampering along on all 4s. The scene I'm describing is from a TikTok video, part of a youth craze which has taken Russia by storm. Quadrobics is a form of exercise which involves walking on all 4s, using your hands as your front legs. But quadrobas, as enthusiasts are known, don't just copy the way animals move, they also dress up a bit like them. However, the explosion in the popularity of quadrobics has also sparked a moral panic. Religious leaders have condemned quadrobics as dehumanising, and senior politicians claim it's undermining Russian values. They've even threatened a law to ban its promotion.
Those who make this movement popular and attractive must be punished.
Not surprisingly, quadrobas are feeling under attack.
Perhaps a hobby is unconventional, but this is not the reason to accuse us of all sorts of stupidity and fight us.
Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Ed Main from BBC Trending, and I've been investigating why the fur is flying over quadrobics. We'll also hear from the Japanese godfather of quadrobics, Kenichi Ito, the fastest human on 4 limbs.
When I went to the zoo and saw Pattas monkeys running, I was struck by how agile and fast they were. I wanted to be able to run just like them.
Humans have always envied birds for their ability to fly. The attraction of moving on all 4s is perhaps less obvious. After all, walking upright is a hallmark of human evolution. As we'll hear later, quadrobics isn't a new thing, and it's not entirely clear why it's recently taken off in Russia more than in other countries. But over the first 9 months of 2024, Russia's largest online retailer, Wildberries, experienced a massive 50-fold increase in demand for quadrobic-related products, such as masks and tails. And the prestigious Pushkin State Institute of the Russian Language named quadroba as one of its words of 2024, after it decisively won a public vote. So what's the appeal?
Quadrobics is an unconventional sport, and that's why it attracts many children and teenagers.
18-year-old Maria, from Moscow, got into quadrobics last spring after discovering it on social media. She posts videos in which she shows off her skills, wearing a mask that looks like a fantastical version of a fox. Maria's not her real name, and to protect her identity, her words are spoken by a BBC producer.
Quadrobics combines both play and acting. It is unusual and develops many skills, from strengthening muscles and coordination to creativity.
Many fitness experts believe walking on all 4s is a great full-body workout for the gym. But being a quadroba is a very distinct youth subculture. Quadrobas are also different from furries, who are largely older people who meet up at conventions wearing cartoonish, all-over animal costumes. Maria and quadrobas like her put on their animal masks and gloves and go out on the pavement or into the countryside to get closer to nature.
Quadrobics can also be good for making new friends and meeting like-minded people. Many are really very kind.
There's a lively Quadroba community on TikTok and Telegram. They compliment each other on their mask making or a particularly high jump. Meetups or rambles, like the one in Red Square, are arranged. Some even write songs about their hobby. Goodbye to the walls, goodbye to the chains. We're off on our Quadrobix journeys. The general impression is of children and teenagers having fun. So why has Quadrobix provoked so much hostility?
There is a lot of disinformation about Quadrobix, which is why many people don't like us. For example, that Quadrobers lead the life of animals, they eat animal food, can damage property and even attack people. But this is not true at all.
What is true is that some Quadrobers also claim to be therians, meaning they feel a special connection with a particular type of animal. Maria thinks this concept has been misunderstood.
In simple terms, being a therian means you have a spiritual association with some animal. But in no way do you feel that you are an animal. All therians understand that they are people. They feel and behave like people. Neither Quadrobix or being a therian is a way of life.
However, critics of Quadrobix have portrayed it as an existential menace, one that's encouraging Russia's youth to reject their sense of humanity. Fridon Karia from BBC Monitoring has been tracking developments. So when did this all blow up?
Quadrobix started becoming a hot topic in Russia in autumn last year. The issue has been raised in parliament, and it even surfaced at an international diplomatic meeting. In October, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was filmed asking his Armenian counterpart, Ararat Mirzoyan, if they also had Quadrobix in his country. Lavrov later told a TV reporter he had seen a video of a mother taking a Quadrobix child for a walk on a leash. He said he found it hard to understand. When the reporter asked about talk of Quadrobix being banned in Russia, Lavrov replied that legislators were working on it. Other politicians have claimed Quadrobix is a sinister influence from the West, which is corrupting Russia's youth. Some have even linked it to homosexuality, which the Russian government regards as immoral. Andrei Svintsov is a deputy in the State Duma, the lower house of parliament.
As you know, the LGBT movement is banned and labeled as extremist in Russia, so we cannot allow the Quadrobix movement and the LGBT movement to merge and be displayed openly in our streets.
Senior figures in the Russian Orthodox Church have called for action against the parents of Quadrobix. In a televised sermon, one prominent priest, Gennady Shkil, said that if Quadrobix copy animals, they should be treated like them.
Take toilet paper away from them. What does a cat need toilet paper for? Let them lick everything just like a cat does. When they get sick, take them to the vet, not the doctor.
Schools in some regions have even held lectures to warn pupils that imitating animals and following Quadrobix could be harmful to their mental health. And the backlash against Quadrobix has also extended to former Soviet states like Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan.
Could we actually see a law to introduce a ban?
Well, President Putin declared 2024 to be the year of the family. And in November last year, the State Duma passed a law outlawing the promotion of what it called child-free ideology. The legislation imposes fines on anyone spreading what is deemed to be propaganda, discouraging Russians from having children. Quadrobix has been talked about as a similar threat to traditional values. Here is what Yana Lantratova, the deputy chair of the State Duma Education Committee, told the RIA Novosti news agency in October.
I am developing a bill to ban the propaganda of destructive ideology, including Quadrobix. Those who make this movement popular and attractive must be punished.
Fridon, while many pro-Kremlin figures have supported a ban, not everybody's been so keen or think it's even workable.
Yes, there are other commentators, including those strongly supportive of the government, who have dismissed the issue as unimportant. For instance, Margarita Simonyan, editor-in-chief of the Russian state broadcaster Russia Today, wrote this on Telegram. Is this really what we should be focusing on right now? Have we solved all other problems?
And some parents have also been critical. Here's Yulia, the mother of a 12-year-old Quadroba, speaking to the AFP news agency.
My friends started sending me videos about lawmakers looking into voting on some bills. This felt so surreal to me. Don't they have anything better to do than ban quadrobics? They might as well ban kids from playing in the sandpit. This is ridiculous. It's just our children having fun. There will come a time when they will grow out of it and become boring adults.
Adults being boring may be part of the problem, according to Sitarko, a YouTuber who posts about Russian culture. In one video, he suggested politicians demanding a ban have conveniently forgotten their own pasts.
Just don't remind them of their own childhood in Soviet kindergartens, where on every holiday all boys were dressed as bunnies and girls as foxes and kittens. Otherwise it would be awkward.
He thinks the generation gap has helped fuel the controversy.
As a millennial, I don't understand youth activities anymore either, but just because I don't understand something doesn't mean it should automatically be banned. Does it look cringy? Oh, yes. But cringe is not banned yet.
Quadrobics may look cringy to some adults, but Maria, the Quadroba we heard from earlier, believes that the outrage over her hobby has been manufactured for cynical purposes. It's a view shared by some political commentators.
My personal assumption is that now, since quadrobics is a very popular topic and everyone has heard of it, it has become a tool for politicians to distract people from other, more significant and global problems, such as the special military operation in Ukraine.
And she says the backlash is causing real-world harm.
Because of this disinformation, a huge number of innocent children are suffering. Even those who just put on animal ears as an accessory, they got called quadrobbers, because this is the only thing that everyone sleeps right now. Innocent people can simply be beaten up because they are engaged in quadrobics or simply look like a quadrobber.
We approached Yana Lantratova for comment and to ask when she would be bringing forward her anti-quadrobics bill in the State Duma, but we received no reply. Coming up, we'll find out what the fastest human on all fours thinks of the battle over quadrobics. This is a documentary from the BBC World Service.
Hello, it's Giles Whittell from Tortoise. Welcome to the news meeting.
I think the danger here is that we're not as relentless as we were the first time around. We have to keep that up.
Just one newspaper found 30,000 lies or falsehoods or misleading statements during his last term. You know, Trump met the moment here because traditional media is in crisis.
We should be talking about how our reporting is getting into the hands of people and how we're building trust with those audiences.
I'm Ed Main, and this is a documentary with BBC Trending. Not surprisingly, the events in Russia alarm the man widely credited with inventing quadrobics.
I think it's utterly ridiculous for any government to think of banning quadrobics, something that has so many benefits as a sport.
That's Kenichi Ito from Japan. He's officially the fastest human on four limbs. Kenichi has held the current Guinness World Record since 2015, when he covered 100 metres in a remarkable 15.71 seconds. Even before that achievement, he'd already broken or reclaimed the record for running on all fours a number of times. A record he was the first person to set back in 2008. Kenichi lives in Tokyo, where he's something of a celebrity. Now 42, he devotes much of his time to training and promoting quadrobics as a sport. With a wiry physique and collar-length brown hair, he was dressed in a tracksuit and battling a heavy cold when we spoke. Despite the poor connection and his illness, Kenichi's passion for quadrobics shone through. So how did it all begin?
I've always loved monkeys. When I went to the zoo and saw Pattas monkeys running, I was struck by how agile and fast they were. I wanted to be able to run just like them.
One day, when he was 20, Kenichi decided to go to a park to try to mimic what he'd seen at the zoo. He discovered he had a talent for it.
When I got home, I started researching running on four limbs on the internet. It looked like nobody had thought of doing it competitively yet. I started training and researching because I wanted to turn it into a competitive sport.
At the time, Kenichi was studying in the US. He must have got some bemused looks when he started practicing on the streets of New York.
When people asked, "Hey dude, what are you doing?" I told them that I wanted to be able to run quickly on all fours and was training for that. They'd encourage me once they learned that. Even police officers encouraged me after I explained to them what I was doing.
However, when Kenichi moved back home, he received a very different reaction.
After I got back to Japan and started moving around on all fours in the same way I'd done in the US, there was a major cultural shift in the way I was perceived. People would report me to the police, or they'd avoid me on the streets.
In an effort to escape that hostility, Kenichi headed for the countryside.
I went to go and stay with a friend who was a monk, as he owned a hut in the mountains. I thought I'd be able to roam around freely on all fours, 24/7.
However, this almost proved fatal when a hunter mistook Kenichi for a wild boar.
One day, when I was going about my business on all fours, I heard a loud rustling noise in the distance. And when I looked up, I could see the muzzle of a gun pointed at me. I sprang up and yelled, "I'm human!"
So how do you actually go about learning to move on all fours?
I used to break dance, which involved me being close to the ground, so I adapted pretty easily to running on all fours. I also teach others, and I've seen how difficult it is for them to start running on all fours. It's because humans are so used to moving about on two legs. So we start off by just walking, not running.
It must be really tough on your hands.
I just wear regular gloves. Actually, your wrists are the most prone to injury, so I wear support bands around my wrists when I train.
Kenichi trains 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. He even spends part of his time at home moving around on all fours. But unlike quadrobas in Russia, Kenichi's not really into dressing up as an animal, though there are photos of him pretending to be a monkey for fun. He's not a Therian, but he doesn't have a problem with people who are.
I think people doing quadrobics want different things. For instance, I'm in awe of an animal's physical capabilities, and I train daily to acquire that same speed and agility. But I feel other quadrobas might be entranced by an animal's appearance. I also understand their feeling of having an animal they like and really wanting to become more like it.
Kenichi rejects claims by Russian officials that quadrobics has a negative effect on young people.
In Japanese public elementary schools, pupils get taught something called bear walking. This consists of pupils walking along a straight line on all fours. This activity really reveals someone's sense of balance and is a good way to evaluate someone's physical abilities. So then you might ask, did these children grow up to become evil? But that wasn't the case. As for me, I've been running on all fours for over 20 years, and I'm not a vicious person at all. I'm very calm. So of course it's not like your personality will change just because you run on all fours.
And Kenichi has this message for quadrobas in Russia who feel they're being unfairly attacked.
I understand you're facing a lot of pressure, potentially even a ban from the government. But quadrobics is such a beautiful thing that shouldn't be stopped by any government. I want you to be able to keep doing the quadrobics that you love despite all this.
We passed on Kenichi's message to Maria, the teenage quadroba from Moscow.
I would answer thank you very much for your support and such words. I think this will be very important for many. I would like all quadrobers to hear those words, especially those who are worried about condemnation and banning of their favorite activity.
In the last couple of months, the outcry about quadrobics appears to have quietened down a bit. A ban has yet to materialize. But what about the wider future for quadrobics? Well, Kenichi believes we've barely scratched the surface of what's possible.
I personally think that humans wanting to run quickly will achieve that on all fours. Running on four limbs holds so much potential, and I don't want that potential to be crushed by anything. I hope that Russia can become a place where quadrobics can be welcomed.
we're unlikely to see a Russian athlete win an Olympic gold for quadrobics anytime soon. But Kenichi isn't afraid to make bold predictions.
Usain Bolt is known as the fastest human on Earth and holds the 100 metres record of 9.58 seconds. I think one big goal for a four-legged runner is to break that record. I think it will be possible in around 500 years or so.
You've been listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service with me, Ed Main, from BBC Trending. My thanks to Fridon Carrier from BBC Monitoring and Emmy Jazuka and Sam Judah for production help. Annie Gardner was our studio manager. Our editor was Flora Carmichael. If you want to get in touch, then you can do so by emailing me at edward.main, M-A-I-N, at bbc.co.uk. Thanks for listening and goodbye. Hello, it's Giles Whittell from Tortoise. Welcome to the news meeting.
I think the danger here is that we're not as relentless as we were the first time around. We have to keep that up.
Just one newspaper found 30,000 lies or falsehoods or misleading statements during his last term. You know, Trump met the moment here because traditional media is in crisis.
We should be talking about how our reporting is getting into the hands of people and how we're building trust with those audiences.